Black Diet, live in Studio K here on Off the Record. That was absolutely incredible. They're playing a show tonight at the 331 Club for Piñata Records Hit Parade show that's at 10 p.m. They'll have that sampler available there. And I mean, these guys have been nominated for Vitamin's Are You Local to compete for a chance to go down to South by Southwest. They were recently on the bill for First Avenue's Best New Bands. They've put out quite a few singles.
Singles too.
Yeah. And they've done like a split 7-inch with Southside Desire. There's a lot of stuff going on for these guys. Well, first of all, let's have you guys go around and introduce yourselves and say what you play. There's so many of you in here right now.
I'm Sean. I play the keys.
Mitch. Guitar.
I'm Muggsy, and I sing background vocals.
I'm JT, and I sing.
I'm Garrus, and I play bass.
And I'm David, and I play drums.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for coming in, you guys. I guess, like, how did you guys, you know, form and meet? I mean, not many people know the story of that, I think, yet.
It's pretty thrilling.
Yeah.
Craigslist.
We used to be called JT and the Sloppy Seconds. I was a man with Mitch for a long time. I guess you were in the Sloppy Seconds too. Garrison's the only person I met just playing a show. He was DJing at the Hexagon Bar. Uh-huh. Seemed like the cool cat. So we eventually became bandmates. But everyone else, like David's my roommate, so that's Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And it's the Craigslist band. Yeah. It's really romantic.
Happy Valentine's
and
Day.
And organic, honestly.
Yeah. Cool. What got you into this, like, kind of R&B meets garage rock sort of sound? I don't know. I feel like there's not a ton of bands these days that really play a lot of, like, R&B music besides, or, like, soul music. I mean, there's a lot of Piñata Records bands here that do, but not, I mean, Minneapolis is, like, so focused on, like, indie garage rock stuff. How did you decide to go this direction?
I'll go again. So I've been in soul bands probably for the last 7 years or something like that. It's just what I've really been into for a long time. And I think the garage rock is just the fact that I listen to, I guess the Strokes aren't garage rock, but just like I'm really into a lot of indie rock as well. And so they just kind of smash together.
Sure.
And my father was a pastor, grew up in a gospel church, so there's a lot of influence there. Mm-hmm. So I think it's organic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much all I've done since I started singing is sing soul music, so.
Sure. Cool. Well, like I mentioned before, like, you guys have put out a ton of singles. There's that split 7-inch you did. But from what I understand, you're going to have a new record coming out soon, possibly two as well. What's sort of the battle plan for that?
Okay. Well, we're finishing up our first LP right now.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be out in spring. That's what we're thinking. Again.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, yeah.
I want to do another one.
We just want to write.
Because this one took a very long time.
Yeah.
And I want to be like, let's make up for lost time.
Sure.
Write some new songs. Because we've been playing these for a good part of year.
No, definitely year. Yeah.
Same
yeah.
songs.
Definitely. So after that Best New Band show, like, I remember being backstage at that and hearing so many people when you guys were performing, like, oh my God, who are these guys? Like, they're so good. I mean, how is the reception been after that? I mean, I don't know if that's a really good question or not, but
oh yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going. it's been really, 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 really good. I don't know.
It was just crazy
really
to play
a show since then.
Yeah, so we haven't played since then, but just like, I don't want to sound bitter, but just playing a bunch and just really, really wanting to do, you know, do cool stuff and get write-ups and all this stuff. And it just kind of all happened at once.
Yeah.
And so it was just incredibly thrilling because I'm like a low-key person, but I'm like, there's no middle. It's like really low and really high.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when they announced Best New Band, so I'm like, it's like screaming. Oh my God! And we just send all caps texts and it's just really, I mean, I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah.
I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm just so happy right now, so.
Well, excellent. So for that Piñata Records Hit Parade tomorrow, have you guys, I mean, obviously you've done that 7-inch with Southside Desire, but I mean, have you played or really worked with a lot of these bands like Narco States and Mystery Date that are on the label? Like, I'm just kind of wondering, like, is this label really sort of familial? Is there everybody really close? Or
I think we're not as close with Narco and Mystery Date, mm-hmm. but for sure with Southside we are. But yeah, they're awesome bands. Narco States and Mystery Date are fantastic.
Definitely. So. What should people maybe look forward to at the show tomorrow night?
Oh my God, it's gonna be packed, I think.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Probably.
Dancing.
The 331 is pretty small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What else can people look forward to this year for you guys?
So other than the two records, which are definitely gonna happen. we're going on a little tour in April through the Midwest, mm-hmm. so that's kind of fun for us. And hopefully for other people.
We have a music video coming
out. Right, we got a video.
As soon as I finish it.
So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Just band stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Just touring and playing a lot of shows. And
very busy.
Exactly. We're hoping this summer is obviously a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
Get to play some big stages, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So thank you, Radio K. For
Oh, thank you guys so much
maybe
for
setting us
in.
Up for that.
This is kind of a silly question, but it is Valentine's Day. Do you guys have anything planned for tonight? I know, Muggsy, you said you have a show, a burlesque show later tonight.
Yeah. I'll be over in St. Paul today at Amsterdam Barn Hall. We have a show. I think it might be sold out, but hey.
Oh. Yeah.
Give it a try.
I'm going to Worldwide Discotheque to dance with my girlfriend.
Nice.
I mean, I'm going to discotheque to dance with Sean and his girlfriend.
help. Cool. Is there anything else you guys want to add for our listeners?
I just thank you for listening.
Isn't Garrison great?
Yeah.
That's what I am.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Awesome. Once again, Black Diet, live in Studio K. They're playing a showcase tomorrow for Pinata Records at the 331 Club. Doors for that are at 10 p.m., and they'll have the Hit Parade sampler available at that show. Thanks again so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys again, too. And now back to more great local music here on Off the Record.